your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful that you joined the broadcast today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're asking the question, are judges above the law, even above God? Just before the news break, we had James on the line. James, continue with your thought, but before you do that, let me read you the headline of a brief article and then get your take on it. Are judges above the law? That's the very question I'm asking. That's the headline. The rule of law is only as strong as the integrity of those who uphold it. Wisconsin Circuit Judge Hannah Duggan was arrested for hiding an illegal immigrant after she learned that the federal agents were trying to arrest him. Regardless of one's stance on immigration, judges must apply the law impartially, not manipulate it for personal or political reasons. The case highlights the need for judiciary accountability. No one is above the law, and Judge Duggan is, in particular, should have known better since she's an officer of the legal system and sworn to uphold the law. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision to suspend her sends the message that judges are also under the same law and the same consequences that await all of those that violate it, end quote. What is your take on that? And I've got article after article after article, by the way, James, where justices, that is court judges, have been caught now where in the 2024 election, the 2020 election, were defrauding the voting system by manipulating the courts and the voting, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm asking the question, Psalms 11:3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If we see these things taking place on a voluminous basis, and just before the break, you said that out of the three branches, the courts are the weakest of the three branches of government. Why say that? What is the point of that? And what do you mean?
It's the truth. It's the truth. Check me. And the U.S. Constitution is 34% biblically based. Of all the things that went into the U.S. Constitution, the one that's relied on the most is the Bible, is the Bible, mm-hmm. The U.S. Constitution. So I agree with you. I think it was a God thing. It was just, it is one nation under God. Now, are we mentioned in the Bible? No, we're not. America's not. But as far as the judges, to answer your question, yes, I think, unfortunately, many people in law enforcement do think they're above the law. And there's probably a more percentage, I would guess, I would bet 5 cents on the fact that judges probably think that they're the top of the food chain there. But I think in order to solve that, we need to, as you say over and over again every day, we need to sit up, stand up, speak up for Jesus. We need to work on Amen. The foundation that we were given and take our God-given rights and fight for one another, not violently, but by speaking up, by showing up, and by being there and letting our presence be known as believers. I would tell you, to the listening audience. Listen to what's going around on around the world. And I'm not beating on the Muslims and so forth, but there's a huge, huge uprising in the Muslim religion. And they'll call you Islamophobic or this or that. But if you read the Quran, there's some things in there that definitely are counter to what the Bible preaches. And again, you could have a debate about that all day. But that law, that Sharia law that the Quran speaks of, is what the Muslim nation, the devout Muslims, whether they're willing to admit it or not, because the Quran says you can lie about things to further your agenda. Now, I'm just giving you the Reader's Digest condensed version, but basically that's what it says. So for Americans, if you want to keep America somewhat like it was, because no one that's conservative is happy with where we're at, if we think it's going to get there by being left alone, no, we're just on cruise control right now, guys. We're going way over the speed limit, and we need to get back to the speed limit and, like you said, have firm foundations in our schools, because where are the people going to go after to change things? To our children, the weakest link. So the parents that think that the teachers, are the majority of them, are doing the right thing, they're trying to indoctrinate your children. And when they've got, you know, drag queen story hour and things like that, unless some people, a few, a very minor, or as the Bible says, a remnant, actually do something, it's not going to change. So do we want to go down complacently and half asleep at the wheel, running off the road on cruise control, or do we want to engage and get our foot on the accelerator and honor the locally posted speed limits, or, as you said, the laws, the God-given Ten Commandments and the rules and laws of the Bible that the Lord left us? It's...
James, you're exactly right, and I couldn't have said it better myself. And that brings to the point of the illustrations. For example, the rule by the courts, Colorado is the worst on the in the nation. But for the past 10, 12 years, Colorado's been fighting every Christian organization, taking it through their local courts, then the Supreme Court, and on one of the cases where it was a cake baker that had tried, caught, convicted of doing something that was egregious and wrong. He was prosecuted. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court reversed it back to the local Supreme Court, i.e. the state Supreme Court in Colorado. They then manipulated the case and had another person go in and file another charge, and it's in its process now. He's in his 10th year of defending his Christian position because the courts have said that because he refused to bake a cake with a sodomite slogan on the top of the cake and the recognition of sodomite marriages and relationships, because he took a Christian stand and said no, the courts now are trying to be above God, above God's law, and trying to say that their decision is the final decision. We had the rules, what? For example, right now where the case is being projected, that Trump cannot deport these illegal invaders. And they're saying that the Constitution calls for the due process, and so everybody has got to go through a court system. And as one writer said, if you take the millions that are here that needs to be deported, that you're illegally, and you give them, quote, due process, where they've got to have a court hearing, a court case, etc., it'd take about 1,000 years to do that process. The court,
it really
the
would.
The Constitution does not say that. So the point is, with these multiple illustrations and the varied illustrations, we're witnessing a court system that is totally out of order and out of control. It is an uncontrolled system, and Chief Justice John Roberts is responsible. And I want our listeners to understand it, then I want you to comment on it, James. John Roberts is the one that can stop the illegal, out-of-control judges in America. We have the circuit court judges, of which they're under the supervision of the Chief Justice, John Roberts. What say you?
Yep. Well, I would tell you, yes, you're exactly right. That the responsibility is his to stand up for what he knows to be the truth and what he is supposed to be representing and fighting for. And it's not his opinion about things. It's the legal, constitutional way to enforce things. I'll give you another example. I do a little bit with law firms and documents and so forth over the last 35 years. One of the things that fascinated me is when it became apparent that Letitia James, the attorney general up in New York that was going after our president like a rabid dog, when she now just got caught lying on a mortgage application, not about one thing, not about two things, but about three huge things. I would remind the listening audience the last time they got a loan, and it's been about the last 10 years that it's been in there, there's a document if they buy a house and get a mortgage, and it's from the FBI. And they discourage mortgage fraud. They kind of frown on mortgage fraud. And they say mortgage fraud will be investigated by the FBI. Big, bold letters on the top. And every time I see it, I think about, hey, gosh, that should be a deterrent for somebody that's thinking about lying about their income or producing documents to get a loan or lying about their occupancy. Are they going to live in it or is it a rental property? That kind of thing. Now, here we go. Is it a multi-tier justice system? I haven't heard anything about Letitia James. It's a good thing that I'm not in a position of power because, unfortunately, my temper is a little too hot for that. And I would be at her house at 2 a.m. the way they did to our president. And go through her drawers and go through the thing and have the SWAT team there. Was that a violent crime? Could Trump do anything wrong? No, he wasn't a flight risk. He wasn't a violent person. But the left is lunatic. They have Trump derangement syndrome, and they would sacrifice our country. I think they'd sacrifice children. In fact, they're pro-abortion, so they obviously would sacrifice children to destroy our country just because they hate Trump so much. They're not rational people, and we cannot expect rational behavior from them. It's like talking to a drunk. So how do you deal with that or a rabid dog? You got to take care of it, and I don't mean physically, but I'm sorry. They need to be righteous indignation. Great. We should go back and give them a taste of their own medicine. Is it going to solve things? Maybe not, but I think it'll get the point across because some of our adversaries across the world, what do they respect, Dr. Youngblood? They respect power. When we had an empty suit in the White House, a.k.a. Biden or whoever was the president, when we had an empty suit up there, he didn't do anything, and they knew it, and he was not going to hold anybody responsible for breaking any agreements. They were taking advantage of the United States. They've been taking money from the United States every which way but loose, which Doge has, thank God, found. And but what do they respect? They respect honor, integrity, and strength. And they knew that they could bank on it. One of my favorite attorneys is a former Marine, he's a Marine, because you're never former. But everything is black and white, right or wrong, up, down, left, right. And morphed into what Isaiah, 5, I think it's 520, they call bittersweet and sweet bitter,
yes,
and evil good. And that's where our world is. And yet there's nobody that is fired up in the different congregations saying, we need to make a difference locally in a big way, and this is how we do it. We don't
Absolutely.
Stand for that.
And
Pam Bondi should stay off Fox News, and she should go after, with Cash Patel, Letitia James.
Absolutely.
And say, you broke the law every which way but Tuesday. And what did Letitia James, she could use her own words, like Chuck Schumer on the steps of the White House. You've released a whirlwind. You won't know what hit you, that kind of thing. Letitia James asked a question. Do you think anybody's above the law? No one is above the law or too powerful or too rich to me. I'm going to make it my goal to get President Trump. Well, back at you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, James, that I believe most of our listeners need to be reminded of, and that is the issue that we're talking about is not an issue that is a, quote, civil government issue. It's not an issue that is a secular issue. It's not an issue that is for someone else. It's an issue that we all need to be concerned about, especially Christians and conservatives and patriots. For example, James, I'm looking at an article. State tries to make Christian camp coerce kids into antichrist faith. Mm-hmm. The government can't force Americans to say anything they don't want to believe, this article begins. Twice already, officials in the state of Colorado have gone to the Supreme Court in their misplaced campaign to control the thoughts, the beliefs, and the religious expressions of individuals in the state of Colorado. Twice they've gone after that and scolding the Christianity model in the state. A third case is pending before the High Court. Colorado taxpayers already have been stunned to stunned into believing that they've spent millions of dollars in failed ideology imposed on them by the leftist leaders, the Democrat governor, the Democrat majority in the House and in the Senate, and the Supreme Court in Colorado. The Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party controls all of the courts in the state of Colorado and the House and the Senate. And they're going full bore against Christians, and they're using the court system to do so. This is the reason I'm so passionate about the issue, that Christians, conservatives, pastors, Christians in general need to take a stand and realize this is not just a secular issue. This is an issue that should concern every Christian. The fact that we've had the courts rule that the LGBTQ agenda is okay. The courts have ruled that Title IX of the educational law can be molded and mollified in some fashion to allow boys to go in the girls' locker rooms, shower rooms, bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've witnessed under the Obama administration and the Biden administration major strength given to the courts to empower them.
Yep.
I believe it was President Andrew Jackson, when a Supreme Court ruling against his administration, he said, "That's your opinion, now enforce it." I believe it's time we get back to the constitutionality of what the Constitution says about our court system. And as you said, the judiciary is the weakest branch because it's the legislative branch that makes the laws. It's the Oval Office, the executive branch, that is the commander-in-chief. And the court system is designed to do one thing, to look at the law through the prism of the Constitution and ask the question, is this law constitutional? Back 50 years ago plus, 1973, that Supreme Court said that murder by way of abortion is constitutional. 50 years later, they determined that it is not constitutional, it's not found in the Constitution, and reversed it. That's a good example, prima facie evidence, that the U.S. Supreme Court is not God. It's not based on God's law. It's based on man's opinion, and it ought to be viewed as something that is antithetical
Amen.
To Christians and to the Word of God. It is not in harmony with God's Word.
Hey, one last question for you, Dr. Youngblood. Back up to Colorado, because I think of an abscessed tooth. You're not going to repair it. You need to pull it. And so here's my question. Don't you think that President Trump ought to cut off all federal funding to any of the states that are doing this stuff? It seems like there's a lot of people, outliers, that are not adhering to the immigration laws and deportation laws for illegal aliens and all that kind of stuff. Just cut off federal funding.
Very simple answer. Let me give it to you.
Yep.
Very simple answer. Any judge can be removed based on the Constitution for cause, C-A-U-S-E. And that cause, as is enumerated in the Constitution, if they are out there, they're in the in-your-face gambling, or if they're drunks or profligate in their lifestyle. So if it is a cause that is something that is viewed as being antithetical to what I would call biblical truth, morals, ethics, and values, they need to be removed. One of the things that I think, and I'll let you go, one of the things that I think we need to do is our House of Representatives and Senate that call themselves those that are conservatives and constitutionalists and Republicans need to enact something in legislative form that will say to the executive branch, remove these judges that are passing these rules and regulations, guidelines, and so-called laws that's antithetical to anything that's called constitutional. James, I think it's time that Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I think it's time Christians appear before school boards and say, the porn in the classrooms must go and not depend on some court. It's time that we stand up and say, enough is enough. We do not want to watch the foundations of our nation being destroyed. James, thank you so much for your call. And God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe Dan is on the line. Dan, go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. I think it's time that we, the people that put to our vote President Trump in office, need to remember one key factor, that it was God's hand that allowed us, we the people, to vote Donald Trump into office. for God wanted him there for his purposes. We've allowed the left to distort the reality of that most powerful truth through more lies and deception and manipulation. We cannot forget that everything he's doing now is God's hand in his decisions, in his actions, in his successes. And we must praise that every Sunday in our local churches. That it is God that is restoring America through Donald Trump and through the conservative awakening.
Absolutely. In fact, you touched on a subject that is very, very biblical. That is found in Psalms 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. So we cannot place our faith and trust and confidence in President Trump, though I admire him, I'm thankful for him. But as you said a moment ago, it is God that divinely intervened and placed him in office in 2016, and it was God that again divinely intervened and placed him back in office November the 5th, 2024, in the election then. And so we can depend on God, but asking God to give Trump wisdom and strength, understanding, and most of all, a protection and preservation of his life to accomplish what I believe God would have him to accomplish. And one of the things that I touch on, Deuteronomy 27:25, and I'm just going to give a commentary of that. This reference is taking bribes that lead to the dearth of the innocent much often in a judicial context. Such bribes are by nature under the counter, since the cornerstone of any properly functioning jurisprudence is impartiality. Judges are to be unimpeachable in their honesty and their disinterested in anything that's called political. This is, of course, in reference to the Ninth Commandment forbidding bearing a false witness, etc., etc., etc. Dan, we need to go back to the fundamentals of the Word of God. Go ahead.
One more thing. If we are truly in a spiritual war throughout America,
it is, yes.
Their philosophy is anything goes. Mm-hmm. Our philosophy must become hold them accountable. If they broke the law, prosecute them. Show for our government, you know, today, show we the people that our vote was respected and represents our will through them. Let them do their jobs and prosecute these people once and for all. How many decades has the corruption existed? It's time to put a stop to it.
Dan, you're exactly right.
And in that trouble.
You're exactly right. And in that vein, I'm looking at headline, federal judge explodes in the Ashley Babbitt court hearing as wrongful death case slows. On May 12th, court hearings in the Ashley Babbitt $30 million wrongful death lawsuit against the federal government devolved into a shouting match in the U.S. District Court, who lambasted Judicial Watch attorney Robert Stith for the second time in 10 days. The hearing was scheduled to consider a motion by Babbitt's former attorney, who wants 25% of the charging lien placed on the gross amount of the financial settlement. And I could go on and on. It's a 20-page article. The point being, Ashley Babbitt was summarily executed, murdered in the hallways of the Capitol on January the 6th by a Capitol police officer, of which Nancy Pelosi hid away for months. And by their process there, Nancy Pelosi and others rendered him guiltless that he had done nothing wrong. And it's finally coming to a head with the case, and the judge explodes when there's anything said in relationship to what was wrong and what had taken place. So the point that I'm making with that reiteration of what has taken place with that issue, here's a case where the judicial process should have already been done. But because of the depth of the lies and the layer after layer after layer of cover-up through Nancy Pelosi and her acolytes, now it is coming to a head. And I think Ashley Babbitt's husband will finally get some settlement, and he's seeking $30 million. Of course, it'll come out of taxpayers' pockets, but it'll be rightly done because of what was done through the legislative process through Nancy Pelosi and the judiciary that lied about what had taken place. So I think it's time. There is a need for judges to be accountable, and I believe it's time that we have, through President Trump's authority, the removal of hundreds and hundreds of judges in America that have a political axe to grind and that are from the socialist, Marxist, communist left called progressives that sitting on the benches with a black robe, that when that black robe goes on, somehow they feel empowered as little gods. They can do whatever they want to do. And that's simply unbiblical, unethical, un-American, and immoral and unjust.
Well, the criminals aren't just the judges.
That's right.
Our state capital leaders are also corrupted. Our corporations are corrupted. There is corruption from the soil to the sky when you look at it through a common man's eyes. Wherever I turn, I can see the corruption and the damage it has done over the decades. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It won't reverse overnight. It can't. But it has to start somewhere and sometime. And now is the time. All I'm trying to explore. Now is the time for us to do everything we can.
Dan, you're exactly right. And one more little footnote to what you've said, and then your comment. Headline, why judges are above the law. For 40 years, the U.S. Supreme Court cemented the judiciary a statue that they are above the law. The issue at stake is Stump versus Park. Sparkman was absolutely judicial immunity. It goes on to say, if you want judiciary to be correct, issuing rulings without fear, punishment, and the argument goes on, the courts must be, quote, absolutely immune in any necessary trade-off. There's the mindset with some that's in the marketplace of rules, regulations, and laws that the Supreme Court should be immune for any decision they make. Therein lies the problem, and you're exactly right. And that filters down to the state courts, the local courts, and the circuit courts across America, and that needs to be corrected. And it takes people that's going to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be salt, be light in the dark and decaying, dying society that we're in. Dan, thank you so much, brother, for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious issue. Some have not thought about it, not considered it, but we need to do something about the runaway courts that's before us. Judges are not above the law. Judges are not a law unto themselves. Judges are simply to carry out the question, is this law constitutional? Is it right? And not go outside of the four corners of the Constitution and making the decision. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's my prayer today that you have listened up and that we'll pray and ask God to intervene and give us victory each and every day as we strive to please the Lord. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Don't trust the process.